This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We're all back. Happy New Year. The postseason is about to begin. And a lot of people, not everyone, but a lot of people are certainly annoyed this morning as the Eagles have a chance yesterday to get the number two seed. And, well, they blew it. Welcome on in. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. It's too early to give up on your New Year's resolutions. Just hang in there.
It's January 5th.
I know, but some people, man, listen. You know, people, the gyms probably are like super packed right now. Everybody trying to, you know.
So this is motivational from you.
Yeah, just hang in there, y'all.
You almost blew yours at the meeting today.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Well, I asked.
Well, less beef, you know, the beef stuff.
Well, I asked. Yeah. I asked first. I didn't just go off on my own.
You wanted to blow it.
No, I just wanted to, make sure. I was going to be crafty in the way that I tweeted what I was going to tweet. I just asked, could I tweet some pettiness?
And the answer was no. I mean, you made a resolution, and we're going to make you stick to it.
Flat out, no.
All right, well, if the Eagles' resolution this weekend was to get the 2 seed, they blew that, and they had the chance to get it yesterday. All right, so let's get into it. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll unpack some of the elements of the game. Obviously, we're going to look forward for the first time and give our first thoughts on this matchup. Woo-hoo! Eagles 49ers Sunday afternoon at 4:30 in the wild card round. But the bottom line is, Hugh, yesterday the Eagles, with their backups, we did the pregame show, and we knew the scenario, right? If the Lions upset the Bears,
the ramifications,
and the Eagles won, the Eagles would be the 2 seed. If it didn't work out that way, the Eagles would remain the 3. So it didn't work out that way. They remain the 3 seed. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are very upset this morning.
Salty.
Yeah, and I get that. And
they're mad at everybody, whew, man.
And I understand there's a lot of frustration out there. I'll start here. I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for the decision. I sat here last week and I said the Eagles should rest their starters. I thought it was the more prudent decision to sit their starters. And when you make a decision like this, or you're okay with a decision like this, you got to be okay with all the possible elements, right? Like, there was a scenario yesterday where it played out exactly like it did. Likely, unlikely, whatever you think. It was possible that the Lions would win. That was a kind of a 3-point spread or whatever. They weren't supposed to lose by 50. and the Eagles with their backups could lose the game. It's exactly how it played out. I'm not going to sit here and rip Nick Sirianni for it. And when, if I think he needs to be ripped, I'll rip him. And there are parts of the game yesterday that I didn't love, like the actual coaching within the game. But in terms of what they did, I'm not mad at the Eagles. I think rest is the bigger priority. And I think as much as we are frustrated this morning, we can't be the 2 seed and get 2 home playoff games, I think the bracket sets up really well for the Eagles to make a run in the postseason. If you had told me, Hugh, a couple weeks ago that the Eagles, it would shake out to where the Niners are the first team they play, and then if everyone, you know, the favorites win in the first round, they'll play Chicago, regardless of here or there. And they avoid the Rams and the Seahawks until the title game, which is probably how it's going to play out. I would have signed up for that in a second. So I feel good about the path. I'm not worried about Chicago in a road game in the second round. And I'm not mad at Nick Sirianni for sitting his starters. And by the way, there was a thought. I heard Kevin Harlan Stefanski, in my mind because he got fired this morning. I heard Kevin Harlan during the game.
A lot of folks getting fired.
Yeah, it's Black Monday. A lot of folks getting fired. But I heard Kevin Harlan during the game suggest, like, hey, maybe would Sirianni change his mind middle of the game and put the starters in now? No, you can't do that. You're either in or you're out. They sat the starters yesterday. I am not mad about it. Hugh, where do you come down? Did the Eagles blow it yesterday?
Yeah, they blew it, but I'm not mad about it because here's the thing. When you decide to make that decision, you made that decision on Monday, and you have to live with that. And for anybody, like, I was sitting there talking to Elliot, and Elliot asked me, how hard is it to go from not playing to all of a sudden playing? I told him it's very hard.
As if, like, if Sirianni changes his mind mid-game.
Yeah. You can't do that because your mentality is different. Going into that game, your thought process is different if you're not playing. You're just sitting on the sideline probably eating sunflower seeds or whatever. Whatever routine that you're in on game day, it's a high probability that you weren't into that routine because you weren't playing. You know, I remember, like, times there were certain rituals that I would have before I would play in a game. And if I knew I wasn't playing, I didn't do all of that. So it's almost like you're going out there and you don't have your mojo, you know, so you don't want to put anybody in a position like that. There was a lot to unpack from yesterday. I saw the same thing that you saw. A lot of people were upset. They were upset for a bunch of different reasons, which I didn't understand. Like, to be totally honest, I love this fan base. I love the fact that, you know, football, we got a lot of football savvy individuals. But I didn't understand why people were so upset. I think a lot of questions were answered yesterday. It ain't all Jalen. I think that was one of the biggest things that came to mind. I think some of it is him, but it ain't all him. You know, I feel like, you know, and to be honest, being able to just kind of float around the building and listen to everybody else's perspective of watching that game yesterday, it felt like, to me, some of the play calling was suspect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was definitely suspect.
It was bad yesterday.
I don't think Tanner McKee played that bad, you know, because I saw a lot of people talking, oh, this is the guy that you wanted to play and us, all this stuff. And I'm like, he was under siege the whole game.
He didn't play well, though.
But Joe, from my perspective, as a defender, we're taught that if you take a quarterback and you can get to him early, you have a good chance of defeating him because you're in his mind, because you speed up the clock in his head and everything. I remember when I watched him, I was like, damn, they lined DeRon Payne up at that defensive end. Well, he got a sack.
And no one blocked him.
And he got a sack.
Nobody blocked him.
And after that, I was like, man, like, they're really coming after Tanner. They came after him. And I think under the situation and under the circumstances, I think he played pretty decent given what he had to play with.
Yeah, look, I would have hoped for better. He didn't play great yesterday, but I think it's fair to point out he was playing with all the backups, including the backup offensive linemen. So here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I supported Nick Sirianni's decision to sit the starters. I think it was the right one. I think the rest was more important. Hey, 3 players had to leave the field yesterday because of injury. Calcaterra had to go out. They had a guy in the medical tent. Toth had to come out. Like, you say, who cares about those guys? Those guys, if we play the same game out and the same kind of game happens, those could have been starters that would be maybe down for next week. So I think it was the prudent decision. I am not going to sweat having to go to Chicago a week from now if it plays out like that. I just think it was the right decision. I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. If there's one thing I will say yesterday – that I did not like from the coaching staff. I thought they, it's one thing to sit the starters. Hugh, I thought they coached the game like it was a preseason game. I didn't get the sense they actually wanted to win the game by the way they, the philosophy of the game. I mean, Tanner McKee, a backup quarterback with backup offensive linemen, over 40 times dropping back to pass. Meanwhile, they only ran it 17 times with Bigsby.
And they ran it pretty good. I'm watching some highlights from Tank. Tank was running like he was on a mission.
Yeah, I mean, not going for the field goal deep in Commanders territory in the first half when they could have
picked up a hell of a block too on that pass protection.
I know. I thought they acted like it was a preseason game, and they could have if they coached that game better, they could have had their cake and eat it too, right? They could have sat the starters and still won the game. I thought they coached it poorly, but overall the decision. I'm not going to crush Sirianni for it. 215-592-9494.
It was definitely a winnable game, though, Joe.
Well, of course it was.
There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, it was a winnable game. And you could have won it with the personnel that you had out there.
Yeah, you could have. But let's hear from Sirianni after the game. Asked if he regrets the decision.
Nick, obviously with the Lions winning, you guys had a chance at the two seed there. With that outcome, do you regret the decision not to play the starters?
No. You go through your process. You make what you think is the best decision for the football team. And that's what we did. I knew this was an outcome that these things could happen. Like I said to you guys, one thing I could guarantee was giving them rest. I couldn't guarantee anything else. And us being healthy and going into the playoffs healthy is a big deal for us. And, that served us well in the past. And so, again, I know there'll be debate on that, but, I have to do what's best, what I think's best for the football team moving forward. And that's what I did.
Well, he's right about that. There will be debate. I mean, he's been around here long enough to know there's going to be debate. Let's hear from one of his players, Reed Blankenship, after the game, asked about, the decision and where his mind was at as he didn't play yesterday.
There's no level of regret knowing that the Lions won.
Yeah, we can play the what-if game. I mean, when the Lions win, when you're on the sideline, I wish I would have played, but you ain't going to know that. I'd rather have a week of rest and let my body, recover than go out there and be in a dogfight. And then feel bad going into a playoff game.
I got to say, depending on where you were last week, I know a lot of people were on the side of play the starters. I can understand why you're upset today if you were there. Kyle, I'm a little surprised. Maybe this is new year, new growth. I thought I told you so Douglas would walk in here today because last Tuesday he was like, play the starters.
Yeah. The new year, new Hugh?
Maybe.
I don't know.
New year, new growth.
I told you so, Douglas.
I don't think I told you so is warranted here.
Wait till we go to the phone lines.
Hold on. Because if you're on, so I understand the frustration from the people who all last week had said they need to play the starters because the two seed's on the line. If you're keeping it the same energy.
You were vindicated.
Yeah, then you are vindicated. Hugh, I thought, was vindicated. Mm-hmm. An odd moment for Hugh to take the high road.
You could have shoved it right in our faces.
That's not who I am
person. That's not who you are.
That's not who I portray myself to be.
Don't lie.
But then if you're like me, who, we're not dumb. We knew that this was one of the possible outcomes from resting the starters. And we made the decision anyway. I'm totally okay with that. I knew going in that there was a chance we lose and there was a chance the Lions win and that we would be sitting here yelling at each other about whether or not they should have played the starters or not. No, it's fine. If you're going to make that decision, you can't look back with the hindsight and say that you regret doing what you did. I think they made the right call.
Yeah. Of the three things that came out of yesterday, right? There was the overall decision. I was fine with it before. I'm fine with it now, even though it didn't go their way. The idea that they could have put the starters in at halftime was preposterous. I mean, when Kevin Harlan brought it up, and I know he has to, he asked Ross Tucker, the who's doing the game with him on CBS. Sirianni would have looked ridiculous if at halftime he's like, Jalen, run in there and save the day.
Hey, help us.
Stop. I mean, that's ridiculous. You got to stick with your decision. And then the only part the yesterday that bothered me is the way they coached a particular game. I just thought they treated that like a preseason game yesterday. Tanner McKee behind that offensive line, and especially when Devontae came out of the game.
Yeah, it got different.
I mean, you can't throw the ball 40-plus times in that game in a one-score game. Run the football. You also protect your defense, which, by the way, when the defense starters are out and Kelee Ringo is out there, can't cover his shadow, protect him and run the football. That was a joke. So the way they coached it, I didn't like. But overall, I'm not angry at Sirianni today. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up as we start a playoff week in Philadelphia. What's up, Will?
Dream team, what's going on today?
Good morning, up, Will. Man? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year to y'all, man. Glad to have y'all back, man. Listen, man, let me just cook, man, because I got something to say.
Go for
it. And I mean this, man. Like I said, last season, right, the biggest thing I said we lost wasn't the defensive players. It was our offensive coordinator, right? And I stand on that. And that's because if you're saying we're going to have a back-to-back run, you're going to bring in somebody that's seasoned and know the offense and know what we need to do to get to the next level, right? So my thing is this, right? I'm not blaming Sirianni for sitting the players because it's always the next man up. This was a time where you had to have a sit down and tell these backups, listen, y'all can contribute to our Super Bowl. We need y'all to win this game. You dig what I'm saying? But in order to win the game, you have to have good play calling. And my thing is, a man with no plan have no direction. And these guys don't have no direction because they don't have no plan. Because it seems like the playbook is limited to a full game of play. You know what I'm saying? This is what I want to say, man. Listen, you see what Tank can do. It's time to activate both of these guys. You got to have these guys. And another thing I want to say, the out formation is working. They scored back-to-back weeks using the out formation. Last week, they did the play-action pass off the out formation. This week, they ran the out formation. They opened up that gap, and he ran in for the touchdown. So what I'm saying is, man, you have to have better play calling right now. Sirianni, KP, right now, from here on out, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to end it, right? I like the way it played out because this is where it's supposed to play out. It was supposed to be the 49ers we see next. It's supposed to be Chicago we see next. We owe both of them. And guess what? We're going to have to beat the number one seed to get to the championship. That's how it's supposed to play out because we the defending champions. I said, right now, it ain't no player, conservative, man. It's full attack mode on both sides of the field, man. We got to attack. And everything that we're doing is not going to play out. Now, as we keep the full attack mode on both sides of the field. And guess what? We can't do it. Hey, KP, I believe in you. I know you can make the right decision. But guess what? You got to know your offense. You got to know your players. And in order to do that, that's the way we're going to be able to execute. And the way to execute is to run the right play. The way to execute is to believe in each other. The way to win a Super Bowl and get back and to beat the rest of these teams is to play as a team. And that's what we got to do. We got to fire together. And guess what? It's no doubt that everybody that we beat up from here on, we're going to prove that we're not a fluke, that we are the best team in the league. We are the defending champions. And guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S. It's so fast. And we don't care who is going to win. We run it through everybody. Let's execute. And let's play as a team. And let's play, baby. Let's go easy.
Let's go, Will! Now that's a man ready for a playoff week.
Will said we got to run the right play.
Run the right plays, eye formation.
Eye formation.
Back to back. I mean, that.
Back to back, man.
It's a Monday. What is Will going to be like on a Friday? I mean, that's a big start to a playoff week.
That was crazy.
might need to save some.
I'm stuck over here. You got to run the right plays.
You know what? That's my big take for this week. If the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, they need to run the right plays.
Don't run the wrong ones.
They ran a lot of wrong ones yesterday. Late in that game. A lot of wrong ones. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Diehard Joe? Kyle, my favorite barber, because he be lining them up like it's FedEx. And Uncle Hugh with the broccoli. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
My first call of the year, Hugh, this is the me and you conversation right now, Mr. Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm listening, dog.
Uncle Hugh, last night, right, I was thinking and self-reflecting with some nice broccoli, right?
Yes.
And honestly, I like watching that game, expose something to me like I'm dead serious and I'm asking a genuine favor.
Okay.
Next time you're down at the NovaCare Center, can you talk to Howie and say fire this coach and an offensive coordinator regardless of what they do this year? Because what I'm seeing is complete coaching like ineptitude. That's what I'm saying. Because they're fluffing up the clutch, y'all. Word of the day is fluff. Creative way to substitute the word we really want to use. Because all I'm seeing is like a child with a new Ferrari and the clutch is getting jammed up, you. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Can you at least enlighten me? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine, man, because I'm watching that game yesterday.
And you know, I had the pleasure. Like, let me tell you, if you ever get an opportunity to watch the game with Rhea, especially when she's in playoff mode, because she's going back and forth, she's watching the game, and then she's looking at the screen at Chicago. She's looking at the Chicago-Detroit game, and she's watching Chicago go, Detroit go up, right?
Well, it was like back and forth.
Yes.
Back and forth.
Yes, and she's talking about, and she started to point out, because you know, it's a lot, for me, it's a lot of visual stimulation at the game. So watching the game with Rhea, I'm locked in a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about what plays are they running? Because it was a position where we were at the five, and we didn't kick the field goal or something. She was like, why didn't we take the three? And then I got to thinking, now you're watching the game differently because like, damn, why didn't you take the three? It was a lot. Like, I'm not going to recklessly speculate today because this is my first day back at the beginning of the year.
But wait for tomorrow.
And I'm going to start on a clean slate. But recklessly speculating from yesterday, it looked like they were trying to prove some kind of point. And the point was lost on everybody.
What point were they trying to prove?
I don't know. Well, you know I know. Why you set me up like this, Joe?
I'm asking a question.
No.
Wait, Mr. Joe, please, may I get in there?
And go ahead,
I'll speak for Uncle Hugh right now, right? You can blame the reckless fan caller. I believe Kevin Petullo was hearing a lot of the fire, and Nick Sirianni a lot of the fire. And this is one of them situations where I feel like they wanted to try to go out and die on that sword, and they actually died on the sword. Because the route concepts and everything, when I took the time to look at the second level of film breakdown, it was embarrassing and appalling.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. Like, this is the unfortunate thing about our team, man. And I love the Philadelphia Eagles, but it feels like, you remember, was it As the World Turns, General Hospital? Feels like a soap opera, don't it?
Matt, good phone call.
It feels like a soap opera.
Yeah, so you know what? So I know you were going down a certain path. Matt was throwing his thought. Here's what I viewed yesterday as. Again, I'm...
Are we being...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, no, just, I'll say it this
way. Our first day back at the beginning of the year. Are we, this is what we're doing?
I was totally fine with not playing the starters. I understood that was possible what happened yesterday. And obviously, we'd rather be the two than the three, but we'll live with the three.
Hot. Let me turn this heat off.
You go turn that down. But what I saw was a coaching staff that treated it like a preseason game. They had a chance yesterday to have their cake and eat it too. It was right there. The Commanders stink. I mean, they had a third-string quarterback playing. The Eagles could have won the game with their backups, and the Lions would have helped them, and they would be the two seed. But the way they called the game was just preposterous. I mean, to throw the ball again, we can have our I know a lot of people
regular speculation.
Yeah, why they did it that way? All I know is this: if you just go into the game, and I tell you the Commanders aren't very good, we're playing a lot of backups on defense. They have Josh Johnson, and I say to you, should we throw it 40 plus times and only run it 17 or 18?
That has not been our modus operandi.
It doesn't even make any sense. No, if Devontae and AJ and the whole old line were playing,
that's something different.
That's different. But it was backup receivers, backup linemen. Obviously, McKee wasn't playing great. We can agree on that. He didn't play a great game. So Tank Bigsby was the best offensive player we had yesterday. And they just went long stretches where he didn't play. That's my only big gripe with Sirianni yesterday. It's not the decision. It's not the starters. It's not sitting guys. I think that was smart. I think the fact that they're going to be healthy heading to the postseason. Meanwhile, the Niners got their butts kicked for 3 hours on Saturday.
You was about to curse.
Well, no, they did. They got beat up on Saturday. So hopefully they come in here a little banged up. Eagles are fresher. I think Sirianni was fine and right on that. I'm not mad at him for that. It's just the way they called the game was just bizarre. They felt like they were treating it like a practice or a preseason game.
Yeah.
Not a game that counted.
I'm doing a little research real quick while we do this show.
Yeah. That's the way the best and the
That's how the pros do it.
That's right.
I don't think there's too many times, as I look through these numbers, that we threw the ball 40 times this season. Like that had to be the high. And I'm looking through to get the games.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially
for the Chargers game, yeah. We threw it a lot.
That seemed to work out when we throw the ball that much.
Yeah, the Chargers game we threw it a lot.
But typically you're down a lot, right? That's why you're throwing the ball. They were within a score the whole game.
Yes, and it was crazy because at that point, it's a back and forth affair. It's like a volleyball match. It's like you're volleying for serve or whatever. Yeah. And for you to sit out there and put him in position, like he didn't play well. I'm not trying to sit up here and say that Tanner played well. But it doesn't help when you're under siege from the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Like, to me, the thing that jumped out was De'Ron Payne lining up at defensive end and getting home.
Well, also, look at Tanner's play from the minute Devontae left compared to when he was in there.
Yes.
I mean, there's a big difference, right, going from Devontae to what other guys were out there.
And guys dropping balls. Like as a receiver – I've never played receiver, but I was always told that the ball hits you in the hands, you're supposed to catch it.
Like Shipley on the little route over the middle?
It was a couple.
Yeah. Not great. All right, 215-592-9494. Did the Eagles make a mistake not playing their starters yesterday? They had the chance of the two seed, and they opted not to go for it. Where do you come down? Your calls on that. Plus, strong take from John Ritchie was on fire this morning.
He was.
You're going to want to hear what he said this
morning. This is really...
It wasn't that good, but it was certainly good. Richie's take on Sirianni and what the Eagles may have cost themselves yesterday. It's all next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Are we freaking out? Nah, WIP. Stop that. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. I'm actually not freaking out today. I don't think Nick Sirianni made a bad decision yesterday. I supported it. I thought he would have been ridiculous to then run the starters in at halftime or whatever the heck Kevin Harlan was talking about. Can't do that. You make a decision, you stick with it. It didn't work out.
Surprised Ross didn't look at him like, man, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
Kevin?
Ross was like, I don't know about that.
How long have you been in this game?
I get why Kevin asked the question. He had to kind of tee up Ross to say no. But the bottom line is this: the Eagles lost. They could have won. The issue for me, more than the decision to sit the starters, was the way they coached the game. way too many throws, not enough runs. Tank Bigsby was the best player they had yesterday on the offense, and he barely touched the ball in the second half. What are we doing out there? 215-592-9494. Our lot to do today. We will give our first thoughts on the 49ers game. It's the Eagles. It is the Niners coming up on Sunday at 425. We'll get to that. Merrill will join us coming up at 11. We'll go around the NFL, set up the whole playoff picture as it looks now with all the teams in and all the matchups set and the dates and all that. And later in the show, a couple things we got to hit. But most importantly, stay tuned for a big announcement for about Hugh Douglas's future here at the station and just in general. So just keep tuned. Yeah, today's a big day. So just stay tuned. It's something I think we'll flush it out as we talk about it. But Hugh's got a big announcement coming up a little bit later in the show. Can we hear from John Ritchie this morning? I was driving and I was like, this is the most passionate Ritchie's been about something in a while. I love this. Ritchie not having it about the starters sitting yesterday. Here's what he said this morning.
The Eagles coach in the front office just cost us a chance to win a Super Bowl. They cost us the proper path.
Maybe it costs us a chance.
That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
Last week, we knew that the Lions had a shot. I thought a good shot to beat the Bears. That would give us the opportunity, had we won, to take that 2 seed. We knew that last week when we did our show.
Yeah.
So why not play your starters? Like I've seen time and time again, to start the game, get a lead. I don't know, pull them at the half. Pull some guys. Rest selected starters. Don't rest the whole kit and caboodle. It is disrespectful to the game and to a division opponent who had it out for us, who just made their own season by costing us the path.
Well,
they hurt their
draft pick. Washington and New York.
They don't care about that.
Their fans
probably should.
Their
players
don't. Come on, man.
We're a Giants.
Half of those players aren't
going to
be on the team next year. Do you think they care about the draft pick?
I get the players don't, but the fans do.
Yeah, fans do.
Okay, well, the players don't. The Eagles coach in the front office, they were cowardly. That cost us a chance
to win
the Super Bowl. That's the bottom line. We have a one-game postseason now because the path that they essentially chose for us to take through the postseason is not the proper path. Matchups matter in the NFL.
I mean, he cooked there. That John Ritchie was, you know, he was against sitting the starters, so he was consistent with it. And
yeah,
he was upset.
Too.
Pretty strong, too. I mean, his thought is that the Eagles cost themselves a chance at the Super Bowl yesterday. I don't agree with that. I don't. Would I rather the 2 than the 3, of course, right? But I don't think it materially changes their chances that much, as much as John does.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a lot at play here. And like I said, this is like a soap opera. Because I think of the arrogance of the coaching staff. To a certain extent. Oh, yeah, I'm here now. I'm reckless. Reckless.
Here we go. I love that first segment. Not today. It's the first day back. 10:32.
Okay, I'm here. I'm reckless speculating. Because thinking back on that game, and even though the starters didn't play, that was a winnable game.
Absolutely.
I think, and as Eagles fans, I'm going to throw y'all an olive branch here. I don't think you're mad about the starters not playing. I think it's more so you're mad at the way that the game played out.
Well, to your point before you finish, if they had won, no one would say they should have won with the starters, right?
Yeah.
It's about the outcome is the annoying part.
Yeah. And also, I think that what we saw yesterday was some arrogance. I think there was a point trying to be proved yesterday.
What was that?
I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to be vague. I'm going to be recklessly vague for the first day back.
Huh?
I'm being recklessly
You're
vague.
You're talking. You've had a week off.
I'm being recklessly vague. I want to be recklessly
speak
vague
up.
Today. I want to speak in innuendos. And I want to speak in veiled.
That's no fun.
Snide.
Did you just hear Richie?
No.
Called them cowards.
I feel like this is the lane that I want to.
Can I guess what maybe you're talking about? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can. You can guess all you want.
I don't know. I'm wondering. Did they throw a lot to say, hey, look, maybe
it
this
ain't
is,
us.
The passing game could look like this, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It feels like that.
Okay.
But my thing is, see, but here's why. You know, when I'm recklessly speculating. Well, I'm like, why would you do that? Knowing that you're playing with guys that are not your elite receiver. Because that one that Schmitty went up and got, when he high pointed
that
the
ball.
That
was the one for 1,000 yards, yeah.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
That was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch.
Yep.
Now, if you wanted to prove a point, in my humble opinion, as a defender, You don't prove a point with a bunch of dudes trying to make throws with that offensive line, right, that has been challenged. When again, I can't stress it enough. I'm watching DeRon Payne line up at defensive end and sack the quarterback from the defensive end spot mm-hmm. as a D-tackle. I'm like, damn, it's a long day. Like, to put your quarterback in that position and to throw the ball 40 times, I know he's not going to do it, but if I'm Tanner McKee, I go slap Kevin Petullo across the lips. Like, bah, what the hell are you doing? You trying to get me
this
killed?
This is the McKee. Second quarterback you have slapping Petullo across the lips this year, too?
What the hell are you doing? Put me out here with these commander tans. What you doing? What are you doing?
No, the who backup who can't do that.
Who was it? Fred, what's his name? Johnson?
Fred Johnson played, yeah.
Was over there?
Yeah.
And he got beat like a drum. It was like that, John.
Maybe we shouldn't have let you recklessly speculate.
Boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, dog, Tanner can't run. Yeah. Tanner not fast.
No.
He not fast at all. They just teed off on the polar quarterback. And you're in the coach
yeah.
just sat back there and let him. Like, what else could it be?
Yeah, the issue really for me was not the decision to sit the starters. It's the way they coached that particular game. I think Hugh's right. I think they were either trying to prove a point or they just treated it like a preseason game. Again, what you mentioned Rhea was upset. Before halftime, you have 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 inside the 5. Just kick the field goal. You have backups all over the field.
You know what's funny?
That did speak of arrogance. Like, ah. Or they didn't care. And if you, it's one thing to sit the starters and say, okay, but when the game starts – and you know the Lions are winning. Like, you got to have to care a little bit about trying to win if it's there to be won. And the game was there to be won.
You know what? I just had an epiphany.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
As I recklessly speculate for the day and make all these innuendos and vaguely talk about what I want to talk about today.
Lasted 15 minutes. This
is the reason why people don't think you that bright. Like, seriously.
In terms of the coach. I
didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Well, everyone knows you're talking about
that. I didn't say that.
Hey, can you stop being vague?
Didn't say that.
This is why people don't think Sirianni's that bright.
This is why people don't think you that bright. And this is why Howie gets all the accolades, right? Because you went into...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
That game yesterday, and individuals had the opportunity with the way that the game was going. Because there ain't no way we should have lost that game, what, 24-17? Ain't no way we should have lost that. We should have lost to the Commodores like that, man. But you go into that game, and somebody says, you know what? I'm tired of these folks talking about my offense and how it don't look good and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw the ball 40 times.
Show them.
With a makeshift offensive line. And I'm going to take the running back out that was running – like he was you talking about somebody who was biting people yesterday.
Tank Bigsby runs like a zombie.
No, go back. I'm gonna find the timestamp of when Tanner McKee was getting bum rushed. Who was it? Wagner, was that Bobby Wagner?
I think it was. And Bigsby picked it up.
And Bobby Wagner, look at it in real time. Bobby Wagner had all the momentum.
Yeah.
And he was running Tank Bigsby over, and Tank was like, no, 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 sir, not today. We're not having that, and dumped him on his head, ass over tea kettle.
If there's one thing we could take from yesterday to spin to the playoffs, can we please give Tank a few carries in the game? I don't mean one or two. Like, I give Tank the football. That guy is running differently than most backs in the league this year. That stiff arm he had when he ran to the right side?
Yeah.
I need him to get the ball in the playoffs.
It's that want to.
Man.
It's that want to. But – alas, you got some people out there that are driven by their ego who need to be slapped across the lips.
Here we go again.
Because right, they out there.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Lamar in Philly is up. Good morning, Lamar.
Oh, man, listen. Mm-hmm. Hey, Hugh, he should have been slapped across the lips weeks ago when you guys were giving him a pass.
Hey, Lamar.
I told you guys.
Okay, fine. Hey, Lamar, the floor is yours. I didn't give him a pass, though. Don't put me in that
what do you
I gave
got,
him a pass.
Lamar, what do you got?
Hey, Hugh, the saddest thing is, Hugh, Durante, what he about, 350, Hugh?
Only playing defensive end, dog.
What he about, 350, Hugh? When you run McKee down sideways, I'm not talking about when you blitz up the A-gap unblocked beyond one of them guys that don't block or don't get hands on you. I'm talking about when you run them down to the sideline and sack them at 350. I told Joe 2 weeks ago, what would he look like behind this same line when we all know he can't move?
Well, hold on, Lamar. He didn't play behind the Eagles' offensive line yesterday. He played behind their backup offensive line.
He played behind
line.
The committed tan.
What are you talking about?
Okay, but let me help you understand how McKee is, Joe. McKee is a good backup quarterback.
Sure.
He must get the ball out in 3 seconds.
Sure.
Because I don't care who's blocking. If Payne is running you down sideways, again, in today's NFL, most of the plays are made after the quarterback scramble and is a broken play. You see Lamar Jackson last night, is a broken play. He threw the ball 50 yards down the field. He catches the receiver, matched up with the linebacker.
I wouldn't say most plays were like that, but a lot of plays, sure.
Well, again, Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is probably right behind him. Mm-hmm. Those guys make a lot of plays after a broken play.
Yeah.
When the play is
I don't know.
What are you getting out of McKee?
Lamar, is your point?
He's basically trying to say Tanner can't extend plays.
Yeah, I know,
like that.
But we knew that already, Lamar.
Yeah,
did you need to see yesterday to know that Tanner is not much of an athlete? I mean, we knew that.
I didn't need to see that, but what I needed to see is Petullo to go in with that game plan of we going to show them. So now what
I agree
see
with
now
you.
Is,
I agree with you. It was a bad game plan for yesterday's game. It was silly. I agree.
On this radio, I've called Kyle over the holidays. Mm-hmm. He was on with TK. And all you heard before you guys went on vacay, the Eagles should be able to beat these guys with Tanner McKee.
They should have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Total disrespect. Total disrespect to the Commanders.
They stink.
They had four wins.
The Commanders, you know, the Eagles were favored by 3.5 points yesterday. Like, so everyone that makes betting lines thought the same thing as what you're saying here. The Eagles' backups were better than the Commanders.
The issue is, Joe, one day we'll all realize, maybe 20 years down the line when a documentary or something is made, we'll realize Kevin Petullo isn't smart. Nick Sirianni isn't smart. How we have given them every tool possible to be great. All they have to do is put their seatbelt on and drive the speed limit. They can't do it. Again, you take Hurts out the game, they're not it.
Well, the Lamar. So
they're only winning with the talent.
Two things. Okay, I mean, yesterday is a good and a fair reasoning to say Petullo and Sirianni stunk it up yesterday. I agree with you. But yesterday wasn't about Hurts versus McKee. It was about the decision to the way they coached the game. Like, Lamar Tanner didn't play very well yesterday, but he's also playing behind the backup offensive line. Jalen wouldn't have played well behind that offensive line yesterday. It is what it is. It was a bad game.
And I understand that, but you know the issue, Joe, so we'll get off the quarterbacks because the quarterbacks, at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Come Sunday, if Tank Bigsby does not run the ball 10 times, Joe, I will never forgive Sirianni for it. I mean, listen, you get 30 carries a game in January. Why can't this guy get four? Not only 10, Joe. He can't even get 5 in a game.
I know. Lamar, I'm with you. So, 10, Lamar, good phone call. 10's a big number to expect because Saquon's going to, out for bye week, going to get the ball a lot. But can I pencil in Tank for 5 or 6? Can they give him a series? Give Saquon a series off on Sunday just to kind of get his legs back and give Tank a series? I think he's going to run it well. I mean, that's the one thing from yesterday to pull into the postseason. Give that guy the football.
I look at it like this, Joe. You are not that dynamic where we need to be putting a cap on how many times Tank Bigsby needs to carry the football. I am of the mindset with the way that this offense has been playing, mm-hmm. if Tank Bigsby is the hot hand,
give him the ball.
I'm riding the hot hand.
I like that. Playoff Douglas has arrived.
See, this is the problem I think that we have as fans. Mm-hmm. We're looking at this team in the wrong prism. This offense is not good.
Well, that's true.
I mean, let's just keep it a bean. This offense is not good. We need to do 21 points, Joe. 21 points. And do everything that we possibly can to help keep our defense salty and fresh as possible. That's it. That's how we're going to win. We don't do anything well. What do we do well?
On the offensive side?
Yes.
Red zone. They're usually pretty good in the red zone.
Okay.
We don't get there often enough, though. You asked for a positive. I gave you one.
And you did, yeah. And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
But we don't get there often enough.
We need to do everything that we can, by hook or by crook, mm-hmm. within the realm of the game, to put 21 points on the board. And if that means, you know, Tank running the ball a little bit more, or, you know, us doing other stuff, we got to do that. Passing less. Whatever it is, we have to do that. We do nothing well. We do nothing well. And our coaching staff is bubbleheads. You know, it's funny. I was listening to Richie talk this morning, and I think it was – and I'm not taking any shots at any of my coworkers, but I think Joe DeCamera said that he would take the coaching staff, our coaching staff, over the 49ers coaching staff.
Oh, goodness.
Are you drunk? Like, seriously, have you been smoking the marijuana cigarettes?
My goodness, no.
Because, it's I know when you talk about Shanahan, Coach Shanahan, and what he has not accomplished, Coach Sirianni has beat him in that aspect. But you talking about a guy who can game plan and get the most. Like, Brock Purdy is a pretty damn decent quarterback. And he's had some other quarterbacks under his stead that have played well in spurts for him.
I mean, the guy's been in the Super Bowl with Garoppolo and Purdy.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know about that. And yesterday, I think you can make a valid argument about who is doing what or who's bright and who isn't.
Yeah, and we're going to get to our first thoughts on the game. My biggest concern for Sunday, and the Eagles are favored, and they should win the game. They're a better team right now and better roster, I think, than the 49ers. My biggest concern is Shanahan. I mean, Shanahan is the biggest concern in the game because I think he's that good. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of arrogance yesterday in thinking that we could, from the coaching staff, with that game plan, thinking we could beat the Commanders. Dude, how do you get a guy that's never played a meaningful football game and put him out there and have him throw 40 times when you really weren't down more than a field goal at any one time?
It's insane. And behind an offensive line that obviously was struggling. It's not like it's one thing if they're blocking it perfect and he's firing dots and it's like, all right, let's just blow him out. But like he was obviously under duress and they just kept throwing.
And why did we not run Bigsby? I think there was the goal line situation. I think it was at the end of the first half or whatever, when they ended up trying to throw the ball twice when they're on the 3-yard line. Like, dude, seriously, the guy's got a 6-yard average. Just turn around and hand it to him. If you got to do it twice, you got to do it twice. But putting that in the hands of Tanner McKee, and please, I don't want to hear any more of the Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts stuff. We can just quiet that down right now for the rest of our lives. That he's never going to be anywhere near as good as Jalen Hurts.
Well, I would think he wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, he's a 6th round.
Real quick, I was not in favor of them sitting. I would have settled the middle ground of playing the starters for the first half, maybe, and then pulling them, because I think you could have rolled up 20 points, 30 points, maybe in the first half on that Washington team with our starters.
Well, I agree. I mean, they did it a couple weeks ago. I mean, they beat them bad a couple weeks ago. They would have won the game if the starters played, obviously.
Yeah.
Look, it was laid out similar to last year. You put yourself in the number 2 seed, that number 1 seed can get knocked off, just like last year with the Lions. And now you've got 3 home games. So what difference does it make? I would play that game as if I was trying to get into the playoffs. That's how I would approach that game.
Well, and then a lot of people,
that number 2 seed is more important than the 3 seed, because you get an extra home game and possibly 3. Yeah,
but it's not more important than being healthy.
That's it. And Jeff, good phone. I think a lot of people agreed with Jeff, but Kyle, I'm with you. The health is more important. I mean, I think we're all caught up on the results, right? Of course we are. But the Eagles had a few players go down yesterday. Imagine if those players were starters for next week. I mean, so yeah, we would have been the 2 and playing the Packers. But like, if I told you right now, would you rather play the Packers with 3 injured players or the 49ers fully healthy? I'm taking this path.
Well,
I'd rather be the 3 fully healthy.
Ultimately, if you're upset they didn't go for the 2 seed, then you're worried about potentially having to go Chicago in the second round.
Yeah, I know.
That's not scary to me.
It's not scary. I think the path, if it plays out like chalk, right, if the favorites win next weekend, I think 49ers and Bears to get to the title game, I'll sign up for that every day.
Yeah, and like, then Rams play Seattle probably.
Yeah, I mean, I think if the Eagles play good football, I think they're going to be in the title game against the winner of the Rams and Seahawks.
Yeah,
that's where I think this is headed.
But I'm always been of the mindset you can't go into a game worrying about being injured. Like, just me. I hear what everybody's saying, and I know that's very, very important. But I've never been the one to say, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to play because I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt." But I know that's just the reality of what you do as a football player.
I agree, but like they had. They had control over whether or not guys were going to get injured or not. They could have just not played them. They didn't really have control over whether the Lions would beat the Bears.
This is true.
Or even going out there and beating the Commanders with their starters. I mean, probably more likely. They probably do. But that's, again, like, they might not have. They had one thing that they could have controlled, and that was not getting injured.
Yeah, I thought Sirianni handled it the right way last week. I thought he also answered the question right way yesterday. I mean, if he had gone up there and said, "Yeah, I regret it now," then you look like you don't know what you're doing, and you look like you don't have conviction.
And you did that during the game.
Yeah, he made a decision. I mean, we had to live with the decision either way. And when I said last week I wanted to sit the starters, I knew there was a chance the Lions would win. I was wrong. I thought that I picked the Bears to win. I didn't think it was going to happen. But there was obviously a chance the Lions would win. It wasn't like it was a completely lopsided game. I mean, the Lions, they won 9 games. They're not 5-win teams. So they could have won the game yesterday. I look at it like this. The issue I have was in the game. I thought they coached it really strangely, like a preseason game. But I was fine with the decision. And I don't think the 2-3 completely changes their chances to get to the Super Bowl. I really don't. I think the Eagles can go to Chicago and win in a couple weeks. Juice is in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
Hugo. What's up, buddy?
Juice, good morning, buddy. What's up? Happy New Year, buddy.
All right, real quick. It's never real quick, though. So, I don't understand why everybody
have such a hard time with what they did. And here's what I mean by that. The and I'm not going to mention names. I know we don't usually talk about, right? So the coward comment. Here's how I feel about that. Isn't it more cowardly to try to pick your opponent because you're afraid of playing the other opponent? Isn't that more cowardly than starting, sitting your starters to rest them to be healthy for a playoff run? That we all know, if the Eagles don't eagle themselves, they're the best team in football. Don't tell me about the talent that we have on this team. And from top to bottom, we have the best roster in football. And then complain that we have our backups out there when they could have won that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I feel that they threw that ball 40 times, because they were trying to get that number one draft pick for him. I think they were trying to showcase Tanner so they could trade him in the offseason and not have to pay him.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle, Juice. I mean, I think there was obviously something going on because the game plan did not fit the day, right? Like the day was just go out there, run the football, and let's get out of here with a win. It was almost like a showcase or let's try this. They treated it like it was a preseason game, even though in technicality it mattered way more than that.
Right, and the route we have right now, I'm just asking, I believe we wouldn't have to play the Rams till the championship game, correct?
So that depends. So, Juice, if the Packers beat the Bears on Saturday night, the Packers would go to Seattle, and we would get the winner of the Rams and the Panthers. But if the Bears win, and, you know, they're at home, then what you said it is right. Like, if the Bears win and the Eagles win, it is Eagles-Bears next week, and then the Rams would play the Seahawks.
Right, so that if we beat the Bears and the Rams win, where's that game at, Joe?
Here. It's here.
So who's the stupid one? I'm just saying.
Huh? Well, I don't know who's stupid.
Sirianni, because he obviously knows. I mean, I'm just saying. Kyle, here's what I mean by that. We finished in the 3 seed, not the 2,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's say that we win and the Rams win, right?
Yeah.
Then that the Rams will come here, correct?
Yes, if the Rams upset the Seahawks, yeah.
And the Niners or whoever would have went to Seattle.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, you're right in the bracket. That really wasn't changed yesterday, though. I think the biggest seeding thing that happened this weekend was that the Rams went to 5, Seahawks went to 1, 49ers went to 6. To me, that set up the path for the Eagles to go 49ers-Bears to get to the title game. But that really wasn't impacted by the Eagles' decisions. They're almost separate things. I just think the bigger thing, to Juice's point, is I think the Eagles' path to the title game is not that it's not easy, but it's a big thing. I've said this for 2 months. I think the Rams and Seahawks are the most impressive teams in the NFC. The mm-hmm. fact that they could have to play each other before the Eagles see either one,
you knock one of them off.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But I tell you what, in all of these scenarios, that probably was going to be the case. Those two were going to, you know, link up at some point.
Probably,
anyway.
Probably.
You know, so I look at it like this. I don't think that there's any easy path because most of the teams that we're playing in the last couple weeks have been averaging, what, 30 points a game? Less the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, it's a good NFC playoff field.
It's a good field.
Other than the Panthers, who the Rams get, none of these teams are bad.
Yeah, no, nobody's like that bad.
Yeah.
So it was one of those situations where it was going to be a tough path anyway.
Yep, it is. All right, 215-592-9494. Keep your phone calls going on this. Did the Eagles make a mistake? Did Nick Sirianni and the Eagles make a mistake yesterday not playing their starters? I don't think so. I supported the decision, and I support it today. I think rest and health was more important than the seeding. We'll keep your calls going. Plus, Merrill Reese joins us next, every Monday after the game. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.